setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were born to do, where you want to be, and how you can get there. In other words, it's all about you because you were created to fill a unique role. That means that you are, in fact, needed greatly. And that also means that you've got to do it. You have a duty to be you because somebody out there needs to come into contact with what you can do for them. This is why the Ken Coleman Show exists, to help you get the clarity on what that role is. We do it by looking at what you do best. That's talent and skills, and what you love to do most. That's passion work, that when you look forward to it, when you engage in it, and when you're done with it, gives you the juice because it matters greatly to you. This is what people long for. This is significance. And when we reach that, the success of money and all the other things that come with it, that will happen as a result of doing work that matters. So that's what we're about. We don't need another political talk show. We need a purposeful talk show, and that's why we're here. Thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577 to join the conversation. We start in Las Vegas, where Chris is on the line. Chris, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, Ken. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, the pleasure's all mine, Chris. How can I help?
First of all, I want to thank you and Dave Ramsey for speaking life into me. I'm forever blessed by your guys' platform.
Oh, thank you very much. So what's going on today?
And the question is, I know the company I want to go to, but it's out of state, and it's hard to get in proximity of the company I want to go to. I've heard you say it's about networking and have someone hand deliver your resume, and I don't have that opportunity.
Well, you
so
don't right
what
now.
What do I do?
Yeah, well, here's what you do. You use the proximity principle, and there is a way to use it that allows you to make a web of connections really happen. If you think the way a spider web looks, if you just think about that, if you asked a third grader to draw a spider web on a piece of paper, they would draw a circle and then they'd kind of fan out from there and you've got all the connections. Well, that's the same idea. And it picture you in that circle in the middle of the web, and you start thinking, okay, who do I know that lives in that state? That's where we start. It's a very simple exercise, but I'll walk through it so everybody gets this. Because it takes a little bit of hustle and a little bit of discipline to say, okay, how can I get to somebody who knows somebody who works in that company in that state that I don't live in? So we start with, who do I know that lives in that state? Okay, well, let's think about that. Now, who do they know that might live in that city? Do they know anybody that works at that company? This is going to take literally the exercise of turning over rocks. I'm going to look here, I'm going to look here, but I'm going to start with that small group of relationships that I have that are really close. And we say, hey, I'm calling up my close friends and family. These are the people that are going to do the favors for you. You're going to say, hey, who do you know that lives in this state? By any chance, not just the state, do you know anybody that lives in that city? And do you know anybody that works for this company, XYZ? And you put that out to everybody. Because it's not just who you know, it's who they know. They being your, again, family, close personal network, and then acquaintances. We know from a sociologist by the name of Mark Granovetter, who did some research on this, that most people get jobs through their acquaintances, not the close personal network. So when you start thinking about, well, let's say I know 20 people. How many do those 20 people know? And then you start going, wow, that's a lot of people. And so this is really about communicating and staying with it. And then we go, okay, I didn't realize this, but I'm only four connections away from somebody who works at company XYZ in that state across the country. That really can happen. But you must have the courage to do the work and think through it and talk about it. And then here's the other thing. How about getting in physical proximity to that city where that company is in? Take some vacation days. Go and hang out. Start meeting those people that live there. And you start thinking through this. And we're just going to stay on this. And then opportunity to meet the right person comes in. This is not an easy process. Sometimes it might be, but most of the time, it's going to take the work to stay with it. So that's how you do it. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Trenton, who's on the line in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Trenton, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
So I am looking at changing careers. I've been in the agricultural field for almost 10 years now, and I'm not sure what I want to go into next. The reason I'm leaving is I want to have a little more free time because, I have two busy seasons where we put in 80 hours a week and I have a newborn son and I want to do something where I have a little more free time to spend time with him.
Yeah. But I think you have an idea what you're good at and work you enjoy. So what would that be?
I'm not really sure because I always think I'm good at something, then I do it, and then I fail more and more, and I'm just like, well, I guess that wasn't good.
Okay, now wait a second. Wait a second. You took that totally into a negative direction. What do you mean? Are you not gainfully employed right now?
No, I am. I just, every time I'm very hard on myself where if I don't succeed right away.
Yeah, you're really hard on yourself.
I think I'm a failure.
Yeah, you're so hard on yourself, it's ridiculous. I mean, come on, man. What are you good at? Tell me your top two or three skills that you have at your current work right now. What would people say that you do well?
I work hard.
That's not a skill. That's not a skill. That's a character trait. It's a good character trait, but it's not a skill. What do you do well?
I'm able to fix things, at least get it going.
Great.
I'm good at talking with customers and fellow employees.
Okay, great. Now, let me ask you a question. If I could just snap my fingers and give you a job in Sioux Falls tomorrow and it involved fixing things where you're dealing with people, what would you want to fix and how would you fix it? Just say it. Let your heart say something without you being negative. Go.
I wouldn't mind helping people fix their financial lives.
Okay.
Help
what else?
Them get on track.
Yeah, but you kind of went a different direction. What do you fix with your hands that you like to fix?
Some vehicles, equipment. That's really about it.
Okay, but when you're fixing equipment or a machine or an engine or something, do you enjoy that?
Not enough to make a career out of it.
Okay.
It's more of like if I work on my own vehicle, that's as much as I want to work on.
Okay. All right. All right, so here's the exercise for you. What you're dealing with is a lot of self-doubt. And you need to write down what you think. Finish that exercise that I started with you. What work would make your heart sing? If I could just give it to you with no qualifications. Go back to those talents and show three or four people who know you well. Get clarity, then move forward. This is the Ken Coleman Show. If you're considering a career in technology, I recommend Bethel Tech, and I'm not alone. Brendan said, before Bethel Tech, I was driving Uber. Within 4 months of graduating, I got a job paying $60,000. About 2 years after that, I got a remote job that pays $130,000, all thanks to what I learned at Bethel Tech. This is what I want for you folks. Get started today at BethelTech.net and get $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. Cheering you on as you move towards work that matters deeply. Reclaiming your Monday mornings. Being excited about the work week ahead because you're doing something you love, something that you're really good at, and the results, well, they warm your heart. See, this is actually possible. It really is. I'm Ken. This is the Ken Coleman Show. It is all about you. And we just do this every day, talking to men and women. Hey, Ken, I need some clarity so I can confidently step forward. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. 844-747-2577. 2577. You can also email the show, and we get to your emails a couple times a week. Ask at kencoleman.com. Let's do it, Joe. Let's open up the electronic mailbag.
Ken's electronic mail.
You've got mail.
Tom writes in, do you have any examples of how the finished resume should visually appear? I've downloaded your resume guide, and I want to know, should the resume match the example that you give at the end? More specifically, do you leave the headers in place? Who I know, why I want to be here, etc., etc.? Are these just guidelines? We get this email a lot, and Madison keeps putting it on my desk because I got to keep answering it. Folks, the resume guide at kencoleman.com, which is free, by the way, that's what Tom's talking about. I give you an example of how the resume should be done because that's how I think it should be done. And yes, you should put the headers, who I know, which if you're new to the show and you don't know what I'm talking about, we flip the resume. Everybody else's resume, and by the way, there's 8 billion templates online. And every one of them has references towards the end, actually at the end. And I think it's ridiculous because a resume is worthless without a relationship. In other words, if you don't have somebody in that company that you're applying for handing your resume to the hiring manager, or at least emailing it and saying, hey, I endorse this person. And by the way, they put their name and their endorsement quote at the top. They give you that permission to do that. If that's not how you're applying, you are playing the lottery. Your resume is just another anonymous resume in a stack. Hiring managers spend 6 to 60 seconds looking at your resume. So, yes, use the headings that I suggest, because if they look at your resume and it looks different from everybody else's and it leads with who I know, and they read a name that they know in the company and there's an endorsement quote behind it, do you think you might get a phone call? I'll answer that for you. Yes, you will. We're getting emails by the dozens from people who are using it. We've got Fortune 100 hiring managers going, I've never seen a resume like this. This is great. So just go to kencoleman.com. It's free. Download the resume guide. And you've also got how to win the interview and the touch point timeline, how to follow up after the interview. All three of those together are free. They're going to help you. All right, next. Andrew writes in, I was wondering what your thoughts were on getting a BS degree. Oh boy, there's a comment waiting to happen there, but I'm going to leave that alone. Or a certificate, especially if the certificate is enough to get a good job. Okay. I'm the only person that I know of saying this in America, at least on radio. If the certificate is all you need to get the degree, get the job, you don't need a BS degree. And I like saying it that way because many times that's essentially what it is. You don't always need a degree to get the job you want. So if the certificate will qualify you to get hired, it's all you need. Oh, this is fun. This one came in, I think, yesterday, Joe. Max wrote in, hey, Ken, I just got a call today with the amazing news that I got the job I wanted. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I went after my dream job and followed your resume, interview, and follow-up guidelines. After years of not doing it right, I was able to get a lot of callbacks and interviews from my resume. This would not have been possible without the help you gave me with the resources at kencoleman.com. I'm ecstatic, could not be happier. And he just writes, thank you in all caps, and it goes off the page. So thank you, Max, for the nice note. But I'm going to say this. You did it. Max did the work. He trusted me, downloaded the resources, did it the way that we told him to do it, and it works. So again, folks, I'm not selling you anything. These things are free. And tens of thousands of people have downloaded them. So go to kencoleman.com. And while you're there, I will sell you something. Buy the number one best-selling book, The Proximity Principle, because that'll tell you how to do it the rest of the way. So there you go. 844-747-2577. Back to the phones we go. Athens, Georgia. Oh, boy. I wonder if Madison set this one up. The home of the University of Georgia. Madison's greatest love. Raquel's on the line. Raquel, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
I actually just wanted to call and say thank you because the proximity principle does work.
Oh, hey.
So So I have a strong passion for personal finance. I graduated a year ago from UGA with a degree in economics and sociology.
Go Dawgs. Go Dawgs. I got to say that.
Right? Go Dawgs.
Right, that was for Madison. She would have turned my mic off if I didn't say that. All right. So keep going. So you get the degree. You walk a year ago. Now what?
So I'm in a job that I like, but it's not personal finance. I find your podcast through Dave Ramsey. I'm listening to you 8 hours every day at work, and I hear someone call in that's also interested in personal finance, and you encourage them to reach out to a SmartVestor Pro.
Mm-hmm.
So I did the same thing on Monday. He called me back probably 20 minutes after I sent a review. I let him know that I just wanted to talk to him about career advice, see how he got started, how he ended up where he is now, and if he had some time, if he'd be open to talking with me. So he made some time for me today. We talked. He told me how he got into his business. He's working out of a home office, mm-hmm. you know, not paying any rent to anyone. 35 years in the business. And so I'm picking his brain, and he's just like, are you kind of detail-oriented paperwork? You seem like someone who's good at that. And I'm like, yeah, I love paperwork. And he's like, you know what would be great for your resume is experience in the financial business.
Are you serious?
I need an assistant.
Are you serious?
I love the way you speak. You're hungry. Can you start?
Are you? I have
goosebumps. What do you charge for data entry?
This was today?
You know?
This was today?
This was today. I just asked him. I was just like, do you think insurance? Because he started as a life insurance agent. And I was like, would you suggest that maybe I get into insurance? And he's just like, do you like sales? I'm like, nah, I'm more into administrative stuff. And that's when he was just like, well,
I got a job.
I have something for you. Yes.
And so he offers it to you on the spot.
Yes.
And you said?
Definitely. Of course. Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
I can't believe you took time to talk to me.
I know, but now, let me tell you something. I am so glad you called, Raquel, because I want to say a big disclaimer. This is why I wrote the Proximity Principle book. Raquel did it exactly the way she was supposed to do it. It does not happen this way every time, but it is very possible that this thing happens, and Raquel is the example. You didn't go in there to ask him for a job at all. You just went in there to ask advice, to learn from somebody who was in the field that you wanted to be in, and bam, he drops a job on you. I got goosebumps. I got absolute goosebumps, Raquel. So let me ask you this. Here's what I want the audience to hear real quick. We got about a minute. Were you at any time a little nervous, a little anxious about calling a SmartVestor Pro and just kind of saying, hey, can I take you to lunch or coffee? Did you ever get a little nervous about it?
Oh, absolutely. Amount of times I log into the site and I was just like, these people don't want to talk to me. You know, they're looking for somebody to call to talk about actual business.
No.
You know, I don't want to waste their time.
He was thrilled to give you some advice, wasn't he?
He was. And he told me that he was so thankful that I reached out to talk with him, because one thing that he loves to do is explain things to people.
Okay. This is the point. This is the point, folks, right here. Raquel, you are amazing. Congratulations. Raquel just got a job. Can we get a little celebration, Joe? We got a little something there? Yeah. Raquel used the proximity principle. She had lunch with a SmartVestor Pro because she wants to be in that industry. And he was happy to give her advice. And then he found out more about her and he gave her a job. Are you kidding me? It works. It really, really works. Oh, way to go, Raquel. More Ken Coleman Show coming right up. Don't move. Is it possible to wake up on a Monday morning and be fired up to go to work, as opposed to just absolutely dreading, oh, what I got to do? The answer is yes. Overwhelmingly yes. But you got to be in your sweet spot, right? And there are multiple jobs and career paths in your sweet spot. But what is the sweet spot? Well, it's the intersection of what you do best and what you love to do most. That's what we talk about here on the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken. I'm thrilled to have you. When I asked that question, I saw out in the lobby Jason Morales, who is our head of security here at Ramsey Solutions, and I think he was shaking his head. It was a resounding yes. Now, here's a guy who 10, 15 years ago, I don't know that he would have said that the dream job is being head of security at Ramsey Solutions and basically being everywhere Dave Ramsey is, making sure some wackadoodle doesn't do anything harmful, or we don't have some whack job come in the lobby and do something stupid. I don't think he would have said that. Is that fair? I'm looking across the lobby. He said no. However, this position that he is in is absolutely in a sweet spot. He's got the logistical talent. Like, he just naturally thinks of everything from A to Z. He looks at a room. He used to be in production, ran all of the, anything you've seen at a Ramsey Live event over the last 5 years, maybe longer. I've only been here 5 years. He ran. Like, he had a team that we're talking about sound, light, everything that happens. Now, here's the deal. How do you go from that to security? Well, again, he's thinking about everything that's going on in the building. And he's thinking of all the scenarios and all this kind of stuff. And so he stepped from one role into another role recently. And I share that story because it illustrates that there are multiple jobs or careers for every person. So don't get your brain all locked up on, when I say things like dream job, don't think, well, it's only one thing and that's so intimidating. It's not just one thing. There could be multiple dream jobs, because as long as you are using what you do best, skills and talents, to do what you love to do most, that's work that means something deeply to you, well, then you're in the dream job. And so I want that to just kind of set your mind at ease, because when our brain begins to overthink, we stop listening to our heart. So let's get about clarity here. Let's go to Corning, New York, where Amy's on the line. Amy, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
Okay. We're going to find my sweet spot. You ready?
Yay. I am so ready.
All right. Cool. So I'm 48 years old. I'm a newly single mom. My kids are grown. I'll be debt-free in about 2 years or less. And I'm a teacher now. I make less than $50,000. And I can throw a dart at the map next June when my daughter graduates and go anywhere I want and do whatever I want to do. And what do I do? How do I start?
All right. Well, we're going to look at what you do best. We always want to start with talent and skills, because in this area of what you do best, we're going to see a lot of clues for the things that you love to do most. And then we'll switch gears and I'll walk you through some work that you've done in the past that you're doing now that makes your heart come alive. We're going to see where the intersection might be. That's the process.
Okay.
All right. Now, you know, Amy, and I need you to be confident. On this show, we don't come up with qualifiers and all the hurdles. We'll get to that later. I just want to know what you have always done best. The things that Amy does better than anything else that you do. If I interviewed everybody that knows you, what would they say?
What do I do best? I know. I think about this. And
you know, don't overthink it. You're already overthinking it.
I am.
You should be blurting things out, because you are a successful teacher and a successful human being. That means you do things well. What do you do well?
Okay, so I inspire people.
There we go.
I decorate. I like to do like interior design.
All right, hold on. You started going over into passion. So what we'll do is, no, this is okay.
All right, so they say I'm good at that. Okay. My friends have said I'm good at that.
Okay, good. How do you inspire people? That inspiring people is the end result. What do you do that inspires them?
I nudge them. I nudge them along. I drag them over the hurdles and along with me. I run next to them, that sort of stuff.
Good. So what would you say is the skill that allows you to nudge people? You know what it is. What are you doing that nudges? See, again, you're nudging. How are you nudging? With your words? You analyze their situation? You have some discernment? Come on, just talk to me.
Yeah, I would say it's my words of encouragement. It's my passion.
Mm-hmm.
The sense of urgency when I am, you know, helping them achieve something.
Mm-hmm. But what are you doing? Are you looking at their situation and analyzing it? Do you see that?
Yeah.
Huh?
I'm listening. Yes, I think so. I'm listening to what they are saying that they need and
That's
they
right.
want.
Okay, so do you have high empathy, meaning the ability to put yourself in someone else's shoes?
Yes.
Okay, that's a strength, folks. We need to understand that's what some people call a soft skill, right? The soft skill of empathizing with other people. So that's a skill, all right? So let's just move forward now. We've got an idea. We got your brain rocking on what you do best. Now, what is the type of work that you would love to do most? If I guaranteed you the money you need tomorrow, plus, right? Give you a little extra in there. And I said, no qualifications are necessary. I just give it to you tomorrow. No risk. We know you're going to be successful. What would you do tomorrow?
I would help homeowners or somebody that's looking to renovate. I would help them shop for things for their home. Their countertops, the flooring, the paint colors, the furniture.
Oh, my gosh. How much would you love doing that all day, every day, Amy?
I would, very much so.
All right, now wait a second. Let's pause for a moment. We know what Amy would do tomorrow if she could make it happen. Let's now go back across the page to the skills and talents areas. Let's just see here. Do we have anything that matches up? Well, let's see. I love to inspire people. I love to decorate. I'm really good at listening. I'm really good at interior design. I think if you're sitting down with a lady who's thinking about a kitchen reno and you're working for a construction company or whoever, and they've called you in, and your job is not to just listen to them, but take their ideas and feelings and what they kind of want from a feel or a mood in the room, and you want to give them some ideas that help inspire more ideas, and then you come up with the finished product that makes them go bananas, and they start crying when they walk in and see the finished product.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
I think we just found your sweet spot.
How do I get there?
Well, hold on. Can we pause for a moment and go, yay, we figured out our sweet spot? That only took 2 minutes. So now it's how do we get there? And this is where my best-selling book, The Proximity Principle, comes in. I'm going to give it to you as my gift, okay?
Okay.
Because the proximity principle says in order to do what I want to do, I've got to be around people that are doing it and in places where it is happening. So who would that be for you?
Ooh, well, if I move out of the area, I have some friends that are into real estate down in some pretty booming areas like in North Carolina.
Right, but see, here's the deal. So hold on, you went way too far down the rabbit hole. The answer to the proximity question is you want to be around people that are interior decorators. You want to be around home
like
builders.
That where I live. Yeah, I live in a really small town. There's nothing.
Hold on. I know that, but we're not talking about. I know you can throw a dart on the map. I'm saying when you decide where you want to go, how do you get into full-time interior decorating? You use the proximity principle. And you start having coffee and tea. You're going to move somewhere, and you may have to get a J-O-B to start. But we want to sit down now, even on the phone. You don't have to sit down in person. Do you have any friends anywhere in the country who know an interior decorator or have used an interior decorator? Would they set up a phone call with you where you talk to them and go, hey, tell me what the qualifications that I really need to be able to get hired in this role? They're going to tell you that. And you're going to ask them, what was your path? We just had a gal call in earlier who did this today with a financial advisor and ended up getting a job offer. And all she was doing was asking questions about the best way to get there. So my point is, Amy, you're going to do everything you can to learn about interior decorating, qualifications that are necessary. That's what you have to do. Then the next question is, these are three-part question. What do I have to do to get qualified? Number two, how much is that going to cost me in time and money to get qualified? And the third answer is based on my time right now and my money right now. How long will that process take? That's the path. That's how you figure it out. But you know what it takes. Start hanging around people. Go visit them. You're going to get some job offers. Trust me. Don't move. More of your calls coming up. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back, America. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where we help you discover what you were created to do. And then come up with a plan to make that dream job a reality. You can do work that matters greatly to you. It's possible. But we got to get you in that sweet spot or be able to see the sweet spot and then see all the different jobs and multiple career paths that will allow you to do work that has great meaning. So let's get about it. 844-747-2577. Joey's on the line in Atlanta, Georgia. Joey, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How are you?
I'm living the dream, Joey. How can I help?
Hey, man. So I don't really have a clarity question or a sweet spot question. I've got kind of a unique question. Happy with what I do. Been at the same company for 10 years, and over the last year or so, have pursued a different side of our business. I work for a consumer packaged good company in sales, and we're more on the middleman side, and I was looking to get more to the manufacturer side. And to be honest with you, a dream opportunity has come my way, and I've gotten an offer, and I'm going to accept it. And the timeline is a little bit quicker than I would like. You know, they're going to give me the 2 weeks, but I was hoping for more, but it's a dream opportunity and can't pass it up. So I've drafted a resignation letter and just am having a tough time. This is basically, like I said, been here over a decade. Just need some words of encouragement and some confidence built to when I go to my manager and who's going to be completely, you know, blindsided by this. Personally, it's going to be hard, and they'll be fine. It's just I've never had to do anything like this in my career,
mm-hmm.
and it's just you know, I got that pit in my stomach. I'm excited, and I can't wait for the next chapter. This is something I've never had to do before.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know what advice I can give you other than write that letter and communicate in a way that you would want somebody to do to you, and put yourself in the shoes of the person that you're going to have to tell this to. And know that it's going to be a surprise, and they'll be disappointed, but most likely excited for you. And if they're not, they're not as healthy as maybe we thought. But I don't think that's going to be the case. But the point is, you got to do what you believe you should do in this situation as far as how you should write the letter and how you should tell them. And I think it's all about gratitude. And gratitude is the way to go, and humility. Hey, grateful for my time here, grateful for your belief in me. This is an unbelievable opportunity, but it's also very hard for me because I love this place, and I love you, and I love all these people. And I think you do that version, which I'm assuming you've already written it that way, and then you'd be okay with it. You're just uncomfortable because you don't like any kind of conflict, and this is what most people would not call conflict, but it is. I mean, it's just weird for you to come in and go, hey, it's not you, it's me, I'm leaving, and you're worried about how that's going to come across. But again, you handle yourself with class, and the way I just described, there's nothing for you to worry about.
Okay. Yeah. That's kind of, no, the gratitude way was the way I was going to go.
It's of course. Just, you're a class act. You're a class act.
Yeah.
You know what? I gave you more advice than you needed, but that was for the rest of the audience. But you just can't worry about it. You know, this is right. This is right for you. Don't look back. Don't look back after you leave the right way, and be excited. And as long as you're not gloating, it's great. It's gratitude, not gloating. That would be the short answer. 844-747-2577. Michael's on the line in Canton, Georgia. Michael, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how are you?
I am living the dream, Michael. How can I help?
Well, I'm 33, and I'm working currently part-time for Apple Retail. I've always been passionate about technology, and I've always been the go-to guy if anybody ever had questions. And I'm also kind of 3 years into an associate's degree, changing majors a few times from technology to business. I've started a business and bought a business in very small scale over the years, and I've found that I really love the business running side of things.
Mm-hmm.
And what I feel like I'm being brought to is I'm learning from Apple that, you know, people struggle with their devices and all of this stuff, and I just love the teaching aspect of that, and I'm just kind of having a hard time figuring out exactly how that translates to, you know, being with Apple, having great insurance, having all of this stuff, you know, versus, you know, staying in the entrepreneur side and just jumping for that, and it's just chaotic.
Okay, so I'm not sure I've got a clear picture, which is probably why you feel a little chaotic. I think you need to kind of just, let's put things in boxes right now, and let's put them on a table, and let's see what we're dealing with. I'm not even sure what you're saying. So, I know you're part-time with Apple right now in the Apple store, and you're in the retail space, and you're basically helping customers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you still own your own company?
The business I had before I started at Apple was a somewhat of a B2B tech support business. And I'm sure you've heard of Fortin Bridge and Alpharetta.
Yeah.
You know, that was one of my big clients, basically helping them with their tech needs. And
so are you currently doing that?
No, I shut that down because I thought it was going to be conflict of interest, but apparently there's somebody that works with me that is doing things on the scale that I want to do.
Yeah, that's not conflict of interest. You got consumers walking into an Apple store. That is no conflict at all.
Well, but for the training side, the education and the support side.
It's no conflict at all. You're helping businesses versus you're not competing directly with Apple.
Right.
So now you're only part-time. That's all you got is part-time in the Apple store.
Right.
How long ago did you shut down the business?
Well, my 1 year at Apple was last week, and it was right before then.
Okay, but my point is that you would love to be back doing what you were doing, if I'm not mistaken. Am I right?
Right, but through being with Apple, I've found that I get greater passion out of the one-on-one or small group or family, you know, tech education.
All right, so let me ask you this. Can you not move into a full-time role for Apple doing that very thing?
Not the way it's structured, no.
Okay, then what's the business model for you doing the one-to-one teaching? I don't know what that business model is. I think that's why you're a little confused. So what if you started that company back up again and you got that thing going, and that was kind of there's a part of that you really do love, but you personally want to spend most of your time in the instruction, kind of teaching, guiding side of things. So I wonder if you couldn't morph that into the new business by doing some type of one-on-one consulting, maybe with small businesses where they don't have a CTO. And so you're doing some teaching and guiding on this is the best technology play for your company. You're teaching and guiding. So you stay in that teach, guide, instruction role, but it's in your business and you got the other guys going out and fixing the stuff like they used to. You see what I'm saying? You stay out of that. You're the CEO and then the chief guide.
Right.
Is that not, that to me is much more feasible and a lot better financial prospects.
Mm-hmm.
Than trying to create your own little side business where you're just helping company. They're not going to come to you. They're going to go to Apple. So I think you stay at Apple, you start the company back up, and then you get it to a point where you can walk from Apple and you start offering that service. That's what I would do if I were you. It's still in your sweet spot. So I think I love this call, and that should be your direction right there. Bring that role of guide, instructor to play in the former business, in the business you want to be in. Play that role. I love that. Our time is almost up. But before I let you go, I want you to know that you matter and you do have what it takes. Thanks for joining the conversation. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Christy Wright Show.
Hey y'all, I'm Christy Wright. You know, it's so easy to feel stuck. You live life just going through the motions, doing dishes, doing laundry, carpool lines, and a whole list of commitments that bring you no joy. We say yes to what everyone expects of us, and we have no energy or time for what we want. And let's be honest, most of the time, we don't even know what we want. Why do we live like that? God certainly never called us to. You know, I believe that the life God has for us is bigger and more amazing than any of us realize. That's why I want you to check out The Christy Wright Show. Every week, we will fire you up to break through what's holding you back and inspire you to create a life you love and are proud of. Each episode will help you build confidence in yourself and the God that created you.
Subscribe to The Christy Wright Show wherever you listen to podcasts.